马可福音一章一节。
Mark 1:1。
神的儿子，耶稣基督福音的起头。
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
好，我们下边呢要读，也是马可福音第十章，我们读第四十三节到第四十五节。
Next, let's read Mark chapter 10, verses 43 through 45.
马可福音十章四十三节。只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
Chapter 10, verse 43. But it is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant.And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
我们再重新读一下四十五节。因为人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
Let's repeat verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
下一处经文我们要读的是以西结书的一章十节。
Next, we're going to turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 10.
以西结书一章十节。
Ezekiel 1:10.
至于脸的形象，前边各有人的脸，右边有各有狮子的脸，左边各有牛的脸。后边各有鹰的脸。
As for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right and the face of a bull on the left. And all four had the face of an eagle.
最后我们要读启示录的第四章六到七节。
And lastly, the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
启示录六章四到七节。
Revelation 4:6 through 7.
宝座前好像有一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中有宝和宝座四周有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
And before the throne there was something like a sea of glass, like crystal, and in the center around the throne, four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like that of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们怀着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Lord, we bring a heart full of thanksgiving to you.
为着你为我们流血舍命的大爱，我们感谢你。
For your great love which has bled and shed your blood for us, we thank you.
今天早晨，当我们要借着马可福音来看你自己的形象的时候。
And this morning, as we come to look upon you in the form of, in describing the book of Mark.
我们何等需要你的恩典和帮助。
How we need your grace and your help.
求你借着血来洗净你的仆人。
Cleanse your servant with your blood.
越过人的软弱。
Do use through man's weakness.
我们求你把你自己的话语解释在我们中间。
Do explain your own word to us through us.
更是借着圣灵把这些作为生命赏赐在我们中间。
And through the Holy Spirit, do provide your life to us.
让我们在地上的时候能够跟随你的脚踪。
So that while on earth we may follow in your footsteps.
做合神心意的仆人。
So that we may be servants that please you according to your will.
请你祝福下边的时间。
Do bless the following time.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，在我们提到在旧约和新约里边都提到主耶稣基督的四方面的形象。
Whether in the New Testament or in the Old Testament, we see that there are four images of Christ.
我们刚才读到这些经文告诉我们呢，这四个形象是用四个人或者是物的脸面来表示的。
These four different aspects are described through four living creatures.
第一个呢是狮子的脸。
And the first one is the face of a lion.
第二个是牛的脸。
And the second is the face of an ox.
第三是人的脸。
The third is the face of a man.
第四是鹰的脸。
And the fourth is the face of an eagle.
所以当我们打开新约圣经的时候。
And so when we open up to the New Testament.
我们首先看到的是四本福音书。
The very first is that we see that there are four Gospels.
有马太、马可、路加、约翰。
There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
这四本福音书是从四个不同的侧面来描述我们主耶稣基督的生命。
These four Gospels also describe to us the four different aspects of the life of our Lord Jesus.
它不仅仅是一个重复。
Not only are they different,
乃是在不同的方面告诉我们主耶稣基督生命的性情。
But through these different aspects, they describe to us the different characteristics of the life of our Lord.
所以只有把这四本福音书放在一起的时候，我们才能够完整地看见主耶稣基督生命的性情。
So when we have all four Gospels put together, it gives us a complete picture of who our Lord Jesus is.
我们上一次交通到马太福音讲到主耶稣基督是王。
Last time we shared on the Gospel according to Matthew, how our Lord Jesus is the King.
是用一个鹰的形象，是用一个狮子的形象来代表的。
It is through the face of a lion.
马可福音告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他是神的仆人。
Mark reveals the Lord as a servant of God.
是用牛的形象来代表的。
And it is through the face of an ox.
路加福音讲到主耶稣基督是那个完美的人子。
Luke describes to us that Jesus is perfect as a man.
约翰福音讲到主耶稣基督他有一个属天的生命，是神的儿子。
And John reveals to us the Lord as the Son of God.
那上一次我在我们的交通当中，我们提到主耶稣基督 是王。
And last time in our sharing, we talked about how our Lord Jesus is King.
是借着 马太福音来描述主耶稣基督的生命。
And that was described to us through the Gospel according to Matthew.
虽然马太福音从他的写作 年代来讲，并不是第一本福音书。
Even though chronologically speaking, Matthew is not the first written.
但是圣灵在他的主权当中，把马太福音放在福音书的起头。
But the Holy Spirit, according to his authority, has placed Matthew first.
所以我们知道这里边圣灵有一个非常明显的带领，就是让我们当我们看主耶稣基督的时候，我们首先要看见他是那位君王。
So there is a very clear leading of the Holy Spirit that first off we need to see Matthew, that is our Lord Jesus, he is King.
接下来我们才能够看主耶稣基督他生命其他的方面。
And then we will continue to see the different aspects of our Lord.
我们看见这位君王他带来一个新的族类。
We see that this King, he has brought about a new race.
我们也在马太福音里边看见这位君王把天国的特征表现出来。
And we also see that in this king, he has now described to us the characteristics of the kingdom.
并且这个天国的特征是写在人心里的，不是写在石板上的。
And these characteristics of the kingdom are not written on tablets of stone, but upon the tablets of our hearts.
君王的道路是一条十字架的道路。
And the pathway of the king is the way of the cross.
他在十字架上得到了荣耀。
On the cross, he has gained glory.
也得胜了死亡。
And he has overcome death.
因此他得到了天上地下所有的权柄。
Therefore, he has all authority in heaven and on earth.
今天我们所有的生活服饰都是因着这天上地下的权柄是归给了主耶稣基督。
And so today, our life and our service on earth is so that we give authority to him.
所以今天我们要借着马可福音来看这位做君王怎样成为一个神合神心意的仆人。
And so today we want to share according to Mark how this king now described to us as a servant.
一般读经的人都认为马可福音呢是从写作的年龄来讲是第一本福音书。
According to those who read the Bible, they tell us that Mark was chronologically written first.
马可福音里边我们看见有许多非常生动的描述。
And we also see that there's really impressionable descriptions of our Lord.
描述了主耶稣基督他在地上的生活和服事。
It describes to us his life as well as the Lord Jesus' service.
从施洗约翰受洗一直到他所有的教导。
From his baptism through John the Baptist as well as his many teachings.
他所行的各样的神迹。
All of his miracles that he performed.
以及他在加利利和耶路撒冷和那些犹太人的犹太人的祭司法利赛人的争论。
As well as the many conflicts with the religious leaders from Galilee all the way through to Jerusalem.
每一个描述都是非常生动。
All of the descriptions are very impressionable.
也有很多的弟兄姐妹们觉得马可福音呢实际上也是彼得的福音。
And so some brothers and sisters who read this also tell us that perhaps this is Peter's gospel.
因为马可福音的许多的内容可能是在彼得和马可服事的时候，彼得把这些传给马可，马可写下来的。
Because in the midst of Peter's service, that he shared all of this content with Mark, and Mark was the one who recorded it down.
马可福音也是一本非常丰富的书。
The Gospel of Mark is a very rich book.
那当然今天我们没有办法能够完全的交通，一方面是时间，一方面是我个人的有限。
And of course, we cannot cover the entire content. On one hand, it's very rich. I am also very limited.
但是我盼望着今天神给我们的里边的负担呢，是借着这些交通，我们一起来学习主耶稣基督他做仆人的生命的特征。
But the main burden is that today we will come to learn the different aspects of our Lord Jesus as a servant.
让我们也能够学习他的样式，成为合神心意的仆人。
So that we may learn of his image, so that we may also be his servant.
所以今天早晨呢，我愿意从下面的四个点和弟兄姐妹们有点简单的交通。
And so I'd like to have a simple sharing with brothers and sisters in four points.
第一点呢，主耶稣基督作为仆人，他服侍是一个奴仆的形象。
The first, our Lord Jesus, as a servant, he was a bond slave.
第二点呢，他是满带着同情和慈爱，并且在平行的真理当中来服侍神的。
Secondly, that he served with compassion and truth.
第三点，他带着殷勤、勤劳来服侍。
Thirdly, that he served with all diligence.
第四点呢，是他借着神的能力来服侍。
And fourthly, that he served according to God's strength.
我们刚才读到第一点呢，是讲到主耶稣基督他的服侍是一个奴仆的形象来到地上。
And so our very first point is that our Lord Jesus, he came in the form of a servant here to earth.
在马可福音第十章里边，他告诉他的门徒们说，谁要为大就必做他们的仆人，谁要为首就必做他们的用人和仆人。
In Mark chapter 10, we just read that our Lord Jesus told his disciples that if anyone wants to be first, he must be last. He must be the servant of all.
那这里边的仆人和佣人呢，它实际的原意是一个奴仆的意思。
And here in this servant, the main meaning of that is being a slave.
所以主耶稣基督来到地上，他服侍呢，是一个奴仆的形象来服侍神。
And so our Lord Jesus, he came in the form of a slave to serve God.
就是说他没有自己，完全没有自己的意识。
That is to say, he had no will of his own.
他不是他自己的主人。
He was not his own master.
他是一奴仆，他在上边有一个主人。
He was a slave, and he had God as his master.
所以我们看见在马可福音里边没有记载主耶稣基督的他的那个家谱，没有记载他的出生，乃是直接就记载主耶稣基督他要受尽。
Therefore, in the Gospel according to Mark, there is no record of his genealogy or of his birth, except that first, what he did was he underwent baptism.
所以从第一章第九节就开始记载主耶稣基督在约旦河里边受施洗约翰的洗。
And so right from the beginning in Mark chapter 1 verse 9, we see that he received the baptism according to John the Baptist.
受浸代表什么呢？
What does baptism represent?
当时施洗约翰的浸是洗去犹太人的罪。
At first, we see that John the Baptist, his baptism meant that all of the sins of the Jewish people would be washed away.
但是主耶稣基督他是一个无罪的人。
But our Lord Jesus was sinless.
从这一点上来讲，他是不需要受浸。
From this aspect, he did not need to be baptized.
然而，他却是说要按照要进柱般的义，要受浸。
But in order to fulfill all righteousness, let it be done.
罗马书告诉我们说呢，受浸就是一个与主耶稣基督死埋葬。和复活的过程。
Romans tells us that being baptized means that you now identify with his death and with his resurrection.
所以当他出来第一件的服事就是要在神的面前死，自己死。
And so the very first thing that our Lord Jesus did in Mark was that he put himself to death before God.
向神而活。
That he was to live unto God.
这是我想，这是我们每个来到神面前服事他的人第一件事情需要经历。
This is the very first thing we need to experience for anyone who serves God.
我们需要向自己死。
We need to die to ourselves.
我们需要向神活。
We live unto God.
所以罗马书第六章告诉我们说，这个受浸是与旧人有一个分别，是向着仇敌的权势有一个分别。
And so in Romans it also tells us that there is now a separation between our old man. Now we are also come out of the kingdom of the enemy.
主耶稣基督在这里边用他的生命为我们做了一个榜样。
And the Lord Jesus uses his life as our example.
他本来是不需要的，但是他为我们做了一个榜样，让我们学习能够与主经历与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
He did not need to, but in order to be our example, he went through death, he was buried, and then he also resurrected together for us.
这是做奴仆第一个条件。
This is the very first requirement as a servant.
就是我们要向着自己是死的。
That we die to ourselves.
那在这边呢，我们看见圣经告诉我们说，他不仅向自己死，乃是在所有的服事上，他以神的意思为念。
And also we see from the Bible that not only did he die to himself, but in all things he considered God first.
那圣经乃是用一幅图画来描述的。
And the Bible uses an illustration to show us.
讲到我们的主耶稣基督在地上学习与父同父一轭。
That our Lord Jesus on earth, he learned to be yoked together with the Father.
在过去，在这个过去的时候，耕地的时候是用牛来耕地的。
In the past, when people needed to till the ground, they would use oxen with yokes.
通常是用两匹牛来耕地。
And generally, it's with a pair of ox.
可能是一只呢是比较成熟的牛。
One out of the pair may perhaps be an older or more mature ox.
另一个呢可能是新学习来耕地的牛。
And the other one a newer one, one who is inexperienced and needs to learn.
然后主人就把一个木头，就是一个轭，放在他们的颈项上。
And then the master would place this piece of wood, which is the yoke, upon their necks.
那这两头牛呢，他们必须同心同腹一轭，在一个轭的下才能够完成这个耕田。
And these two oxen need to walk together as they are yoked together as they till the ground.
主耶稣基督就用他的生命为我们做了这幅描述了这幅图画。
And our Lord Jesus used his life to demonstrate and illustrate this picture for us.
他在地上的每一个服事都是与神同工的。
In every single aspect of his service, he was yoked, co-working with God.
每一个决定都是来自于神的。
Every decision was from God.
他的标准不再是与是否这件事情需要，或者是他的喜好。
His standard was not according to the need or to his own desires or his own pleasure.
乃是这件事情是不是出自于神的心意。
But whether or not this matter was according to God's heart.
他完全把自己与神放在同一个轭下。
He placed himself entirely into the yoke with God the Father.
作为一个奴仆的仆人，第三个特点呢，就是他要是一个无己的。
The third aspect of being a slave or God's bond slave is that he is selfless.
我们刚才唱到那首诗歌呢，讲到我们是一个器皿。
The hymn that we just sang talked about how we are a vessel or a channel.
我们是一个管道。
We are this channel.
但我们可以想一想，如果一个器皿它已经里边盛满了东西，我们就不再能够使用它。
If a vessel is already filled with something, it cannot be used.
如果我们回家用一个杯子去喝水。
If you go home and you have a cup and you want to drink a cup of water.
但是这个杯子里边已经有了很多的东西。
But in this cup, there's already filled with something else.
那我们就没有办法再用它喝水。
Then you cannot use it to drink water.
那一个管道它是如果是流通的，它里边必须是倒空的。
If a channel needs to be able to carry something through it, it needs to be empty.
否则它就不能够流通。
Otherwise, something cannot flow through it.
今天神所要的器皿也是一样。
Today, that is the same for the channel or the vessel that God wants.
这个器皿必须是倒空的。
This vessel needs to be empty.
必须是无己的。
It needs to be selfless.
所以主耶稣基督在圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他是一个虚己的。
And so our Lord Jesus tells us that he had no thought of self.
保罗在腓立比书第二章里边给我们做了一个非常好的描述。
And so Paul in the book of Philippians gives us a very wonderful description.
他说主耶稣基督呢，他本有神的形象，但是不与神同等为抢夺的。
He tells us that even though he had the very form and image of God, he did not consider that anything to be grasped.
他反倒虚己，就是反倒他变成了把自己完全的倒空了。
And he became entirely selfless, that means he emptied himself.
他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He took the form of a bondservant being made in the likeness of man.
他顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
神就用右手将他高举。
And so therefore God exalted him to his right hand.
所以这里边讲到这个无己是一个做奴仆的一个非常重要的一个操练。
And so being selfless is a very important exercise of one who is a bond slave of God.
但是当我们读这个腓立比书第一章的时候，我们发现在保罗讲到主耶稣基督这些生命特性之前，
However, when we read Philippians, before we see how Paul described these characteristics of our Lord Jesus,
他在第二章第三节里边讲到呢，我们需要在神面前有一个学习。
How he tells us in chapter 2, verse 3, there is something we need to learn first.
他说我们不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，乃要谦卑个人看别人比自己强。
He says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves.
这里边就讲到这几件事情呢，就是一个属于己的人，他生命里边的那个特征。
Here it tells us that if somebody is full of themselves, there are some characteristics that we see.
我们在神面前都承认，我们是属于，我们里边有个旧人是属于亚当的。
And before God, we do all acknowledge that yes, we have this old man within us that previously we belonged to Adam.
我们充满了属于自己的生命。
We are full of our own lives.
那这些生命里边呢，就带出这些特征。
And in our own lives, we have these characteristics.
我们结党呢，就是把这一群人好像放在自己身边，其实还是自己的表现。
We like to have cliques or circles, people who are very similar to us, and we identify ourselves with them.
贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And we have this empty conceit within us.
这是仇敌的一个最大的一个生命的特征。
This is one of the greatest characteristics of the enemy.
我们今天要学习的就是把在所有的事情上把荣耀来归给神。
Today we need to learn that in all things we give all the glory to God.
不能抢夺神的荣耀。
We cannot grasp onto the glory that belongs to God.
我们的神非常的伟大。
Our God is awesome.
不是说我们能够真正能够 夺取他的荣耀，不会的。
It doesn't mean that we can really steal any of his glory.
但是当人把荣耀归给自己的时候，
However, when man gives glory to themselves,
他是活出了一个仇敌生命的特征。
He's actually living out a characteristic of the enemy.
因为我们从圣经里边知道，仇敌他一开始背叛神，就是要高举自己。
Because from the very beginning, we see that the enemy, when he rebelled against God, he wanted to exalt himself.
所以这个生命的特征在神面前是非常不讨神喜悦。
And so this characteristic is something that greatly displeases God.
那在这里边呢，他更提醒我们要有一个好的操练，就是要看别人比自己强。
And here there's a very wonderful reminder and a practice that we regard one another as more important than ourselves.
是从我们的身边的这些事情做起。
It starts from the things right around us.
我们每个人都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
当我们看别人的缺点的时候，是非常非常容易的。
When we look at other people, it's so easy to see their weaknesses.
你不需要做任何的努力。
You don't have to strive hard.
你就可以在我身上看见许多的缺点。
You can immediately see some of the weaknesses I have.
但是神要我们操练的是能够看别人比自己强。
But God wants us to practice to regard one another more important than ourselves.
我们就生命就看别人缺点的这个眼光是非常敏锐的。
It's very sensitive in us to be able to see the mistakes and problems of others in our old selves.
但是神让我们放下自己的时候，首先要在这些小事上学习操练。
But when the Lord wants us to put ourselves down, these are the small things that we start to learn.
我想每位弟兄姐妹们，我们都有出信的那个经历。
I do believe that all of us, we have that experience of first believing.
在我们出信的时候，我们很单纯。
When we first believe, we are very simple.
我们看一切都是非常美好的。
We see all things as wonderful.
我们看天比以前更蓝。
And the skies is bluer than before.
但是当我们信主年日久了的时候，
But as the years go on after we have believed,
我们的认识可能增加了。
And our knowledge increases.
但是我们是否还保持那个里边那一份单纯？
However, have we continued to hold on to that simplicity?
我们是否就看见了许多别人的缺点。
We begin to see many faults of others.
盼望主来提醒我们。
We hope that the Lord will remind us.
让我们学习能够做一个奴仆的形象，慢慢越来越无己。
That we may learn how to take on the form of a bond slave.
第二点，主耶稣基督的服侍是带着慈悲同情，同时也是坚守真理的。
Secondly, we see that a characteristic of our Lord Jesus is that he served with all compassion and truth.
这个慈悲或者是他动了慈心，在马可福音里边有多处的地方出现。
Here in the Gospel of Mark, oftentimes it says that he was moved with compassion.
是代表一个慈爱的一种感情。
It has this connotation of great love, loving kindness.
这种感情是非常好的。
This is a wonderful feeling.
但是在我们个人的生活当中呢，这种感情常常让我们的眼睛迷糊。
However, oftentimes in our own lives, we lack this compassion.
但是主耶稣基督让我们看见了他在这个同情和坚守真理上所保持的平衡。
However, he, our Lord Jesus, he had perfect balance between this compassion and truth.
马可福音第一章四十节告诉我们说呢，有一个长大麻风的人，他来求耶稣，跪着向他说：“你若肯，就能叫我洁净。”
In Mark 1:40, it tells us the story of our Lord Jesus, that there was this leper who came to him, beseeching him, falling on his knees, says, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
圣经告诉我们说, 主耶稣基督就动了慈心, 用手来摸他。
And so the Bible tells us that Jesus was moved with compassion. He stretched out his hand and touched him.
说我肯, 你洁净了吧。
And said to him, I am willing, be cleansed.
大麻风就立刻就得到了洁净。
Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed.
但是主却告诉他呢, 说, 你不可告诉人, 只是把你的身体告诉祭司去查看。
And he sternly warned him and immediately sent him away after telling him that he can just show himself to the priest.
用他自己的生命来做见证。
So that he is to use his own life as a testimony.
所以我们从这里边我们看见主耶稣基督他是充满了慈爱的一位神。
And so we see that our God is a God who is full of compassion.
我们现在很少能看见有大麻风的人。
Now, nowadays we rarely see people who are lepers.
但是我们都知道大麻风是一个非常可怕的疾病。
However, we do know that leprosy is a terrible disease.
人看见大麻风得大麻风的人都要得很远去走。
Anyone who sees another leper would immediately want to be a walk far away from that person.
并且在旧约的时代呢, 这个以色列人中间也有个规定, 如果得大麻风的人, 他要自己告诉别人说, 我不洁净了, 我不洁净了, 让人注意, 能够绕开他走。
And among the Jews, we also know that whenever there is a leper who knows that he has leprosy, he has to call out, unclean, unclean, so that people will stay far from him.
没有人愿意去摸长大麻风的人。
No one is willing to touch a person who has leprosy.
但这里边我们告诉主耶稣基督不但动了慈心，他用手来摸他。
And here the Bible tells us that not only our Lord Jesus had compassion on him, but stretched out his hand and touched him.
他的服侍充满了慈爱。
He was full of compassion in his service.
然而呢，他却严严地告诉他，只能够把这个告诉祭司，按照摩西所吩咐的献上礼物。
And then sternly told him that he was to only show himself to the priest according to the law of Moses.
是在真理当中的显示。
And so that he would do this according to the truth.
另外一个例子, 马可福音第二章第一节到第十二节告诉我们说有一个瘫子。
And then we also see in Mark chapter 2 that there was this person who was lame.
他被人抬来。
And he was carried by his friend.
但是房子里面充满了人, 他没有办法能够进来。
But because the house was full of people, he could not go in.
所以他的朋友们就把房顶给拆开，然后用褥子把他从房顶追下来。
And so his friends, they took apart the roof so that they could lower this paralytic man down.
所以呢，他就来到主耶稣基督的面前。
And so he came before our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督就医治了这个瘫子的人。
And so the Lord Jesus healed this paralytic man.
我们非常感谢主，这是一幅非常美好的图画。
And we thank the Lord because this is a beautiful picture.
因为这个瘫子是人带来的。
Because this paralytic was brought by others.
带到主的面前。
They were brought to the Lord.
这应该是我们每个人的服侍。
This needs to be the service of all of us.
我们很多的时候可能自己是瘫子。
Oftentimes we ourselves may be that paralytic man.
我们可能软弱了，我们可能瘫痪了。
We might be weak and in failure.
我们没有力气再往前走。We
have no strength to go forward.
有的时候我们的弟兄姐妹们可能软弱了。Sometimes
it's our brothers and sisters who are in weakness.
我们是不是能够成为那些抬我们弟兄姐妹来到主面前的人？Can
we be those to carry our brothers and sisters to bring them before the Lord?
当我们需要被抬的时候，会否有？ 神的仆人帮我们抬到神的面前。
When we ourselves need to be carried, are there those who are willing to carry us?
我们需要来到主的面前。
We need to come before the Lord.
特别是当我们软弱的时候。
Particularly when we are weak.
所以神告诉我们说, 我们是彼此来服侍。
And so here the Lord tells us that we serve one another.
这是一幅美好的图画。
This is a beautiful picture.
愿我们能够 成为我们弟兄姐妹们的帮助。
May we be the help of our brothers and sisters.
但是后来呢, 这些法利赛人跟主在这边有一个辩论。
But then there was this argument between the Pharisees and the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣基督说呢, 你的罪赦了你, 赦免了。Because
the Lord said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven.
所以这些法利赛人就开始议论, 谁在地上有能力赦罪呢?
And so these scribes, they began to reason, why does this man speak this way? Who can forgive sins but God alone?
主在这里边要 教导他们一个真理。
And so here the Lord wants to teach them this truth.
所以主耶稣基督一开始并没有医治这个人。
And so at first it wasn't that the Lord Jesus immediately healed.
他乃是说你的罪赦免了。
But he first said, Son, your sins are forgiven.
并且你的信心能够使你得救。
And it is your faith that allows you to be saved.
所以他就问这些法利赛人。
So then he asked these scribes and Pharisees.
说赦免他的罪或者叫他起来行走这哪件事情更容易呢？
Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and pick up your pallet and walk?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这两件事情对人来讲，不能够说用容易不容易来评论，都是不可能的。
These two things, according to man, has nothing to do with which is easier. Both are impossible.
但是对我们的神来讲，他要在这里边显明出一个真理。
But to God, he wants to reveal this truth.
讲到主耶稣基督在地上乃是神的儿子，他有赦罪的恩典。
That our Lord Jesus, He is the Son of Man, and He has authority.
他在他的怜悯当中把真理表明了出来。
In mercy, in compassion, He also reveals to us truth.
当然，我们知道一个最弟兄姐妹们最熟悉的例子就是在彼得身上。
And so this is an example that we are all very familiar, and that is in Peter.
因为我们刚才提到感情是蛮好的，但是常常让我们忘记了原则。
Oftentimes, yes, we talk about how in emotion we have a lot of emotion, but then we forget reason or truth.
然而主对这个原则的事情，他没有一点让步的。
But regarding principle, our Lord Jesus, He never compromises.
我还记得当主耶稣基督要进到耶路撒冷的时候。
When the Lord Jesus was about to enter into Jerusalem,
他告诉他的门徒，他要在耶路撒冷受苦受难。
He told his disciples that in Jerusalem, there he was going to suffer and die.
彼得出于对主耶稣基督的爱。
And so Peter, because of his love for the Lord Jesus,
他说主这事情万万不能够轮到你。
He said, Lord, forbid this to happen.
甚至呢，那里边的原文可能有一种批评的意味。
And so in the original text, it almost had this word of condemnation or criticism that Peter had toward the Lord.
我们还记得主耶稣基督对他的责备是非常严厉的。
And then we remember that the Lord's rebuke towards him was also just as severe.
主说撒旦退我后面去吧，因为你不体贴神的心意。
The Lord said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest but man's."
我想我们每位读到这里边这段故事的弟兄姐妹们，都会对彼得感到那个有点不平。
And so all of us, when we read the section, every time we feel very bad for Peter.
我们说主啊，彼得是爱你的，他是真的爱你。
We say, Lord, Peter really loved you. This was his love.
但是在这件原则的事情上，主耶稣基督没有一点的让步。
But in principle, here the Lord did not compromise at all.
他对彼得的责备，甚至于重于对法利赛人的责备。
His rebuke here was even more severe than his rebuke towards the Pharisees.
他是一个在有慈心面前却能够表现出真理的人。
Even in the face of human emotion, he is able to display perfect truth.
因为主耶稣基督来到这个地上的目的就是为着上十字架。
Because the purpose for him to come to earth was to go upon the cross.
任何事情都不能够阻挡主耶稣基督这个唯一重要的目的。
Nothing can hinder this main focus and purpose of our Lord Jesus.
然而他对彼得的爱是从来没有断绝的。
And yet at the same time, his love towards Peter never waned.
所以在马可福音第16章第7节有一段非常美丽的有一段非常美丽的话。
And so in Mark chapter 16 verse 7, there is a beautiful passage.
主耶稣基督那时候已经复活，去告诉他的门徒说，告诉我的兄弟和彼得。
The Lord Jesus had already resurrected from the dead, and so he said to his disciples and Peter, go and tell my brothers and Peter.
这个和彼得这句话感动了无数的人。
This word and Peter has moved countless people.
我们知道在教会的历史上许多人用这几个字来写作为书的名字。
And so we know that there are many people who have titled their books and Peter by copying these words.
这是主耶稣基督他的怜悯，因为他要重新复建彼得。
Because our Lord Jesus wants to once again, he wants to restore Peter.
所以他把真理和慈爱同时表现出来。
And so he displayed both compassion and truth together.
第三个特点是主耶稣基督的服侍都是殷勤的。
The third aspect of the service of our Lord Jesus is that he is always diligent.
在马可福音里边有一个非常特别的字呢，就是它是在中文里边有许多不同的翻译，比如说连忙救，是一个表现出一个非常急切直接的这样的一个词。
In the Gospel of Mark, there is this word. In Chinese, there's different descriptions of this word, but basically it is saying it is straight away or immediately.
有这个字的原来的词呢，它的希腊词的意思可以翻译成从A到B这两点是一个直接的路线，没有弯路的。
In the original text, it means that there is a straight path, no detour. You go straight from point A to God's point B.
在第五章第36节，说耶稣听见这话，就对管会堂的说，那个就呢，开始就是马上就对这个管会堂说，不要怕，只要信。
In Mark chapter 5, verse 36, it says that Jesus overheard what was being spoken, said, and basically it's immediately said to the synagogue official, do not be afraid any longer, only believe.
在第六章的第五十节告诉说呢，因为他们看见他就甚惊慌，主耶稣就在水上行走，耶稣连忙就是很快对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
In Mark chapter 6, verse 50, they saw him and they were terrified, but immediately our Lord Jesus spoke with them and said, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.
在第三章的二十节讲到主耶稣基督进到一个屋子，有众人聚集在那里，那时候他忙得连吃饭都顾不上。
And so in Mark chapter 3, verse 20, we see that Jesus was at a home. There was a crowd, and because there were so many people, that he was so busy that he could not even eat a meal.
所以我们看见在马可福音里边有人统计，根据不同的翻译，这个字呢可能出现到37次到40次。
And so there are some people who have counted roughly, approximately, depending on your translation, 37 to 40 times where this word is found immediately.
就讲到主耶稣基督在地上他是怎样殷勤的服侍。
This tells us how diligently our Lord Jesus served.
当他知道这是神心意的时候，他从来没有耽误的。
As soon as he knew that this was God's will, he never delayed.
耽误就是延迟是我们生命这里边的一个天性。
Now, being tardy oftentimes is a natural characteristic of our lives.
但是主耶稣基督在地上的时候，他总是直接就关心神的那个在地上的经营，他的心意。
But our Lord Jesus always immediately performed whatever it was that God had him to do.
他从来没有耽误。
He was never late.
我们为此真的是感谢神。
So for that, I really thank God.
当然提到这一点的时候，我们就会说，我们需要在神面前等候神。
And so when I mention this, of course, I also need to mention that we need to wait before God.
我们的确需要在神面前等候神。
That yes, indeed, we need to wait before God.
但是当主耶稣基督每一次知道是神的心意的时候， 他就不再有任何的担忧。
Yet as soon as our Lord Jesus knew what was in the Father's heart, he never delayed.
这就联系到我们要交通的第四点。
And so this brings us to the fourth point.
他是靠着神的能力来服侍。
Our Lord Jesus served according to God's strength.
在整本马可福音里边，我看见讲到许多次主耶稣基督他退去，独自到山上，或者带着他的门徒们去祷告。
I see in the book of Mark that oftentimes it recorded our Lord Jesus retreated so that he could go pray or to bring his disciples to go and pray.
无论是他当他呼召门徒的时候，
whether it was in the matter of calling his disciples,
还是他在哥西马尼园最后要经历那个苦杯的时候，
or at that time when he was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane when he was to receive the cup of curses,
他都是靠着神的力量在神面前祷告。
It was always according to God's strength, and he always prayed for God.
圣经里边也给我们看见神的另外一个仆人是摩西。
And another servant of God we also see in Moses.
当神呼召摩西来服侍，来带领以色列人出埃及的时候，
when God called Moses to come and lead his people out of Egypt,
他给摩西一个非常重要的一个意象。
He gave Moses a very important vision.
就是荆棘的火焰。
And that was a burning bush.
我相信这个意象是主宰摩西整个一生服侍的一个意象。
This is a vision that led all of Moses' service in his life.
这个意象告诉摩西呢，他服侍不是靠着他的力量。
And it showed Moses that he is not relying on his own strength.
他不过是一个荆棘。
He is but a thorn bush.
我们都不过是一个荆棘。
We are all but thorn bushes.
我们没有什么用处的。
There's not much usefulness to us.
然而神圣的火焰可以从荆棘里面发出。
However, the fire of God can burn within a thorn bush.
那是神的力量。
This is God's strength.
所以在马可福音里边给我们做一个用一幅非常美的图画来告诉我们说， 我们需要靠着神的力量来服侍。
And so Mark gives us this wonderful illustration that we serve according to God's strength.
马可福音第16章的第19到20节讲到主耶稣基督他升天坐在神宝座的右边。
In Mark chapter 16, 19 and 20, it tells us that our Lord Jesus, after he had served, he went up to heaven and he sat at the right hand of God.
并且在那里， 他与他的地上的教会和神的儿女同工。
And there, the Lord works with them and co-works with His people.
这是我们今天在地上服事的原则和力量。
This is the principle as well as the strength for which we serve.
那我们要看一下马可这个人从他身上是主耶稣基督怎样做成他仆人的榜样。
Now let's take a look at the person of Mark, how the Lord Jesus allowed him to be also an example of a servant.
当我们想了解马可他的生平的时候,
when you want to understand Mark's life,
我们有的时候觉得圣经当中的很多人我们想知道他生活当中更多的细节。
Perhaps there are times when you want to come to know some of the personalities or characteristics of certain people in the Bible.
但是很遗憾,有的时候我们发现圣经并没有给我们很多的细节。
Sadly, sometimes we find that the Bible it doesn't give us these details.
我们知道以诺与神同行300年。
We do know that Enoch, he walked with God for 300 years.
我们非常想知道这300年以诺是怎样与神同行。
We want to know what kind of 300 years was it?
但是呢,圣经并没有记载很多的细节。But
the Bible doesn't tell us that detail.
同样,马可在圣经当中也没有记载很多的细节。And
it's the same about Mark. We don't find many details about him.
但是我们知道呢,马可的家里边住在耶路撒冷。However,
we do know that Mark and his family, they lived in Jerusalem.
他家常常是主耶稣基督和他门徒一同聚集的地方。
His place was a gathering place for the Lord Jesus and his disciples.
他的家是主耶稣基督和他门徒最后晚餐的地方。
It was also the place of the Lord's last supper with his disciples.
可能在那个晚餐上,马可亲自见证了主耶稣基督为他的门徒洗脚。
It is possible that Mark also witnessed the Lord Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
他的家也是五旬节圣灵降临的地方。It's
also the place where the Pentecost occurred, where the Holy Spirit came down.
他可能也亲自见证了圣灵怎样从天而降。He
also perhaps personally witnessed the Holy Spirit descending down.
他的家呢也是彼得从监狱里边被释放第一个去的地方。Also
the very first place that Peter went after he was miraculously released from jail.
所以我们知道马可从小他可能就是亲身的经历了主耶稣基督。And
so we know that Mark, it is possible that from his youth, he personally experienced and met the Lord Jesus.
他看见了主耶稣基督在地上怎样生活服事。He
saw how the Lord Jesus lived and served.
他看见了圣灵怎样工作。He
saw how the Holy Spirit worked.
这个第一手的经历是非常重要。This
first-hand experience is so important.
今天我们实在是求圣灵帮助我们。
And so today we ask the Holy Spirit to come help us.
愿每位弟兄姐妹们我们在圣灵里边与主有一个亲身的经历。
So that every one of us that in the Holy Spirit we would have first-hand experience.
不仅这些话是知识是道理。
So that these words would not just be head knowledge.
乃是我们生命的经历。
But it would be our life experience.
那我们知道马可呢当他稍微长大了一点之后
We know that Mark, after he had grown up some, that Paul and Barnabas took him out on mission trips.
在那个服事当中,圣经告诉他呢,是马可是一个帮手。
And so we know that Mark at that time, he was a helper.
这个帮手的意思呢,就是一个做小事的人。
This helper was one who just did some of the small tasks.
所以马可是从小事开始学起的。
And so Mark learned starting from the small things.
这也是非常重要的一点。
This is also a very important reminder.
我们在许多的服事上, 我们其实都是从小事上来学习的。
In many services, we begin through the small things.
神要看我们在这些小事上的忠心。
The Lord wants us to be faithful starting from the small things.
但是在马可的生命经历当中也有许多的,也有失败。
However, in Mark's life, we find that there were failures as well.
至少圣经记载有两次。
At least the Bible records two failures.
在马可福音的第14章第51到52节。
Mark 14, 51 and 52, it tells us.
那里边有一个非常特别的记载。
It's a very interesting description here.
说有一个少年人身上披一块麻布,跟随着耶稣,众人就捉拿他,他却丢了麻布,赤身逃走了。
A young man was following him, wearing nothing but a linen sheet over his naked body, and they seized him. But he pulled free of the linen sheet and escaped naked.
这是主耶稣基督被卖的那一夜。
That was the night our Lord Jesus was betrayed.
在这个教会历史上,所有我们前面读经的弟兄姐妹们都觉得这个少年人就是马可本身。
In church history, all those who read the Bible tell us that this young man was Mark himself.
那马可为什么在夜间 披着一块麻布去跟随主耶稣基督呢?
Why was Mark there wearing nothing but a linen sheet following the Lord Jesus?
有很多的弟兄姐妹们的解释是,
So some people they describe it.
那天晚上，主耶稣基督和他的门徒用最后的晚餐。
They explain saying that that night the Lord Jesus had his last supper with his disciples.
在用餐之间呢，犹大就出去准备卖主。
And during the supper, we know that Judas he left the room to betray the Lord.
当他带着这些兵丁回来的时候，可能先到了马可家，以为主耶稣基督还在那里。
That when Judas returned with the soldiers, that he first came to Mark's house and Mark was there.
所以当这些兵丁敲门的时候，马可从梦中惊醒。
And so when the soldiers they knocked on Mark's door, Mark had just woken up from sleep.
他知道这些人是来捉拿主耶稣基督的。
And they knew, and he knew that these people came to come and capture and arrest the Lord.
他没有时间穿整齐的衣服。
He did not have time to put on his clothes.
这个麻布呢，有的人说也是这个睡衣的意思。
And so this linen cloth might have been just his pajamas.
所以他就穿着一个睡衣跑出去，到科西玛尼园去告诉主耶稣基督。
And so he ran out in his pajamas to go and warn and to tell the Lord.
因为科西玛尼园据说也可能是马可家的园子。
Because the Garden of Gethsemane could possibly have been the garden in Mark's house.
所以这当他们捉拿他的时候，衣服被扒掉了，他自己就跑了。
So when he was seized, then he lost his linen sheet and he had to run.
第二次他逃跑的经历呢，是当彼得和巴拿巴带领他出去服事的时候。
The second time he departed and left was during a mission trip when he was with Paul and Barnabas.
同样，圣经没有特别仔细的记载，我们不知道到底发生了什么。
And again, the Bible doesn't give us any detail. We don't know exactly what happened.
但是《使徒行传》第十三章十三节告诉说呢，当他们从帕弗开船来到庞菲利亚的别家，这个约翰就是马可，就离开他们回耶路撒冷去了。
In Acts 13:13, it says that Paul and his companions put out to sea from Paphos and came to Perga and Pamphylia, but John, who's also called Mark, left them and returned to Jerusalem.
历史上对这件事情也是有许多不同的猜测。
In history records, also there's lots of guesses as to what happened.
有的人说可能那时候呢，那边经历了一场这个瘟疫。
Some tell us that perhaps that there was a pestilence there.
也许马可的身体不好了。
And perhaps he got sick.
但是从圣经里边的上下文，我们看见到第十五章三十六节的时候。
But when you look at the context and you go to chapter 15, verse 36,
保罗和巴拿巴他们要再一次重新，巴拿巴提议重新带第二次带马可出去传道。
Paul was going to leave and Barnabas wanted to take Mark along with him for this mission trip.
保罗坚决不同意，因为他曾经离开过他们。
And Paul insisted that they not take him because he had deserted them previously.
所以我们知道可能当时马可是软弱了。
And so it is possible that Mark at that time was weak.
马可从小出生在一个非常富有的家庭当中。
Mark grew up in a wealthy home.
他可能没有办法经历这个旅途的辛苦。
Perhaps it was very difficult for him to encounter such a tough life.
这个年轻人面对着艰难的时候，他退缩了。
When a young person encounters these difficulties, perhaps he withdrew and he didn't want to go through with it.
但是神从来没有放弃他。
However, the Lord never let go.
神从小就赐给他一个美好的家庭。
The Lord did give him a very wonderful family.
从他的母亲，他学习了爱神。
From his mother, he learned how to love God.
爱神的话语，爱神和在神里边和弟兄姐妹们的交通。
To love Scripture, God's word, and to love the fellowship of believers.
神赐给他非常美好的一个榜样彼得来帮助他。
The Lord gave him a wonderful example in Peter who helped him.
他从彼得身上学习了那个全心向着主的爱。
And so from Peter he learned how to love the Lord Jesus with his whole heart.
从巴拿巴身上他学习了那个怜悯胜于审判。
And from Barnabas he learned how mercy will triumph over judgment.
神的恩典总是给人第二次机会。
And that in God's grace there's always a second chance.
从保罗身上他学习了那个在服事当中完全投入的那个专心。
From Paul, he found a focus for his life's work.
因此呢，在他就慢慢成长成为一个神可用的器皿。
And gradually he grew to be a useful vessel in God's hands.
在保罗后来写的书信当中，在哥罗西书的第四章十节，他告诉说，哥罗西人，如果马可到了你们中间，你们一定要接待他。
And also in Colossians, we find later on that Paul wrote these instructions to the Colossians that when you receive these instructions about Barnabas' cousin Mark, if he comes to you, welcome him.
在腓立门书里边，他提到他有一些同工，那时候许多人离开了保罗，他首先提到的是马可。
And in Philemon, he talked about how that at that time many co-workers had left him, but he mentioned that Mark He mentioned Mark first.
当他快要寻道的时候,
And when Paul was about to be martyred, he wrote 2 Timothy.
他在罗马的监狱里边深深地想念着提摩太。
And in the prison there, he deeply remembered and thought of Mark.
他也深深地想念着马可。
He thought of both Timothy and Mark.
他告诉嘱咐提摩太, 你来的时候, 一定要把马可带来, 因为他对我的传道是有益处。
He gave these instructions to say, pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me in service.
可能这个时候马可到了罗马。
It is possible Mark at this time had come to Rome.
和彼得同工, 也许写下了马可福音。
And he was working together with Peter and wrote down the gospel according to Mark.
后来彼得派马可去非洲传道。
And later on, we know that Peter took Mark with him to Africa to share the gospel.
是彼得吩咐马可自己去非洲传道。It was Peter
who told Mark to go there to share the gospel.
所以马可就来到了埃及的亚历山大城。
And so he came to Alexandria in Egypt.
当他走到亚历山大城的时候，走过了许多的路。
And so when he was in Alexandria, there were many different things.
他的鞋已经走破了。
He also wrote down the
shoes broken.
Oh, his shoes were broken at that time.
所以他就找一个人帮他修鞋。
And so he wanted to find somebody who would fix his shoes.
但是在修鞋的过程当中，这个修鞋匠呢，一个钉子把这个修鞋匠的手穿透。
But while the shoe repair person was fixing his shoes, accidentally hurt himself with a nail.
马可立刻为他祷告。
And Mark immediately prayed for him.
他的手马上就复原了。
And the hand was immediately healed.
像没有穿过一样。
Just like it had not even been pierced with a nail.
修鞋匠把马可带到他的家里。
And so Mark brought this repair person to his own home.
然后呢, 这个修鞋匠和他的全家都信主。
And the shoe repair person, as well as his whole family, came to be believers.
从此开始了亚历山大的教会。
And it began the church in Alexandria.
神使用马可在那边和弟兄姐妹们把许多人从假神，从埃及的假神里边夺回来，来归向真神。
So God used Mark to turn many people who were following the various Egyptian gods to become believers there.
马可并没有一直停在亚历山大。
Mark did not remain in Alexandria.
他把福音传到了北部非洲的地区。
And then he went to some of the western parts of Africa.
一直到了利比亚。
All the way to Libya.
一直到2年之后，马可又回到了亚历山大城。
And then 2 years later, he also returned back to Alexandria.
在那里边继续服侍主。
And there he continued to serve the Lord.
神使用他的教会把许多人从假神里边
God used him to turn many people to worshiping idols, to worship the one true God.
同时呢，也引起了这个城里边那些不信任的愤怒。
But at the same time, all of his work caused some of the people who lived there to resent his work.
在主后68年的一天,
And so in 68 AD,
他们闯进了教会里边。
And so they killed Mark.
他们把绳子放在马可的脖子上，把他放在埃及马车的后边。
They tied a rope around his neck and they pulled him behind a horse cart.
整夜把马可的身体在亚历山大城的大街小巷拖来拖去。
All night long they dragged his body throughout the streets of Alexandria.
他的鲜血染满了亚历山大城的每个角。
So his martyr's blood was covering the city.
直到第二天。 他的尸体仍然被车拖着在亚历山大城那边。
All the way to the second day when his dead body was still being pulled through the city.
马可用他的生命见证了主耶稣基督。
Mark used his own body, his own life, to testify of our Lord Jesus.
见证了神在他身上的工作。
Testified of God's work in his life.
他也终于成为神手中一个合用的器皿。
He also became a useful vessel in God's hands.
我们也感谢主借着他给我们留下了宝贵的马可福音。
And so we thank the Lord that through him, now we have the gospel according to Mark.
让我们知道神心目中的仆人的样式是什么。
Now, of course, we know that the image of the servant of God is our Lord Jesus.
愿神激励我们。
And so may God encourage us.
圣灵在我们里边做更深的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do a deeper work in us.
使我们在地上能够成为和他心意的仆人。
So that we may become those servants that are according to his will. Let's pray.
主, 在地上给我们树立的榜样，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, for the example that you set for us here on earth, we thank you.
我们向你实在是承认我们是何等的不配软弱。
And we do acknowledge before you that we are so unworthy and so we are so weak.
但是我们相信你大能的手要一直工作。
But we thank you because with your mighty right hand you are holding on to us.
我们把我们自己教会众弟兄姐妹们交在你恩典的手中。
And so we place ourselves and all the brothers and sisters in the church into your gracious hand.
愿你成就你的工作。
May you accomplish your work.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in the most holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.